This originated from the current market operator, Bray Associates, coming to Chichester Bid and then going on to the local district council as his market was clearly failing, based out in Cattle Market, in the car park there. And the district council decided to take matters into their own hands and do a consultation to see whether, being a historic market town, Chichester could embrace a market in the city centre, in the precinct going forwards. They carried out a consultation last summer. The bid tried to get involved, in other words, to make sure that the businesses in North and East Street had an opportunity to respond to this. Obviously, they have rents to pay and they have high street business rates to pay, so having a stall outside is always a bit of a bone of contention. And the district council, I do know, had 60-odd responses from our 200 or so businesses. They had a very good response of over 350 from residents, very keen to keep a presence of a market in the city centre. And also, I know 19 traders very keen to get involved. So I think the initial consultation gave it a tick, but the bid does remain neutral at this stage. Chichester Bid's very concerned that whatever comes into the city centre must be of a high quality and fit a customer's need. There's no point putting something out there that isn't actually what the consumer wants.
Well, that's it. And you touched upon there that a certain number of businesses might be a little bit concerned about having a trader on their doorstep.
I think so. We've been speaking to the businesses in the last couple of weeks, and the feedback generally is, if it's not outside my shop, I welcome it. There is concern as to how these markets are monitored, and we know that there's been licenses issued around the size of a stall, but it also looks like some stalls might creep and might get rather large and therefore blocking entrance to the shop's customers. The difficulty we have in Chichester, we have these wonderful underground cellars, which means that the market can only be in the centre of the at the sides of the high street, because the centre is reinforced with brick for emergency vehicles. So this city centre market will be much closer to city shops than it would in most city towns of this size.
So I suppose some people could argue, well, it's good, it's bringing customers to your front door as such, but at the same time, you don't kind of want the traders nicking it off you if you're a business, I suppose.
There's great concern as to what will the stalls be. And I can say we've had from the council, there is a real variety of mixed stalls coming in, from fresh pies, wet fish, eggs, the baker, homemade cards, handbags. It does look like it's a real mix of hopefully good quality, locally sourced, locally made products. But we don't know. We don't know until it starts, and then we'll be monitoring it closely and giving the council feedback. This is very much a licence that's been issued by the council, and Chichester Bid is going to be involved in monitoring how their performance is. We're actually asking our shops to give us feedback on the on their retail figures, their sales and performance on a Wednesday. Is it going up or down? How is the market impacting?
And like you touched upon earlier, do you think there is a need in Chichester for items like fresh produce now, within the city centre?
Absolutely. Historically, Chichester was a market town, and what we really lack is the fresh produce outlets, the grocer, the baker, the candlestick maker. And very sadly, we have lost what we call at the Bid incubation space. We lost the butter market to Bill's some years ago. We've recently lost the boardwalk, which was a fantastic incubation space for small retail businesses. I'm happy to say that most of the occupants and retailers from the boardwalk are now very successful in the high street, which shows that if you have a cheaper space to get your business up and running, establish your base, your customer base, you can still succeed on the high street. And more recently, we've lost Little London to TK Maxx. Interesting, anchor store to have in Chichester. It is another anchor store. It is a destination that does bring in a different clientele and a different footfall. However, that would have been fantastic to have had a market type fresh produce. But we've been reassured that the city market on Wednesday is going to be a real mixture. not just food-based. So we just need to see what the quality of those products and those items are and how well the market's managed.
I suppose that you've got to keep it in keeping with Chichester and everything it stands for as well, haven't you? It's a fine line.
As far as quality goes, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, as one alludes to, there's no point having a market offering products that people don't want. So, you know, markets are thriving. Markets, I think, are here to stay. I do think any city would be foolish not to embrace a market. But again, there is a place and there is the right time. And we need to see whether Wednesday is the right day. It could be a market, in my view, would be very good on a Sunday when a lot of the shops are closed and the footfall is half that of a Saturday. It would be fantastic if markets could be in side streets. Draw footfall down our side streets to those businesses that really struggle in today's, you know, with today's high rents to keep going. But evidence shows from other cities that markets don't do so well in a side street. You know, again, the footfall's lower, and then you don't get the quality of trader in a side street necessarily. So we're going to try it out and embrace it and see what it brings. We do have the farmers market, which is very successful twice a month on a Friday. I want to reiterate, this is not to replace the farmers market. So it'll be very interesting to see. High streets are changing into places of eating and entertainment. That is a fact. You can sit on the high street. So we have to react to that. The internet's had a huge impact on footfall. Footfall is down nationally somewhere between 6 to 8% a year. And we do need to work out how do we keep our high street vibrant. Markets bring a sense of vibrancy. How do we keep our high street relevant, current? And then, you know, how do we keep the money coming in? How do we keep businesses prosperous so they can afford their business rents and rates and to operate as good employers? So there's a lot of environmental changes at the moment with pension rates coming in, business rates being revised. There's lots of unknowns and uncertainties. And this is where the bid is very well poised and positioned to try and facilitate a joined up approach. There's no reason why markets can't sort of spark some urban revitalisation. You know, if a high street is vibrant, then businesses want to come here. They want to be anchor stores. Mm. We want to see a Zara in Chichester. You know, it's an age group that's very under-catered for. And then again, this really, a market can help foster the community, you know, the diversity in the community. Our residents do want to be able to buy a range of produce, and markets are a great opportunity for that, for those that are struggling. You can say it's an economic and social catalyst to some degree. There's a lot of evidence out there that city markets are really helping to even improve public health. So, you know, it's about connecting people to place. And Chichester is an old market town. It just happens to have a cathedral stuck in the middle, so we're a city. So I think the high street's changing, and we need to really embrace it and do, you know, see what we can do to make it a success.